question.
Well, when you started, was there any, as New Order, was there any idea after Joy Division to do anything in particular?
No. It's all very informal, very relaxed.
Do you like performing live?
Yeah.
Not more so than recordings?
No. It's just it's part of the way it goes. You perform live, you record. Just the things you do. Different ways, obviously, but pretty much the same feeling, isn't it, both? So.
Who. When your records have come out, they've all been credited as per the group New Order. Is that who writes the words, who writes the lyrics, or is it a. Does everybody kind of sit around?
Well. More so now, we sit around, not as much when we're a Joy Division, but again, I don't consider the words and lyrics to be the only important thing, which unfortunately a lot of people do, like yourself just did then.
Yeah, right. With music, you know, like your own bass playing, for instance, is particularly strong in terms of melody and so on. Is that just the way you play, or did you attempt to be different?
No, that's just the way I play. No conscious attempt.
Live on stage, how much movement around between instruments is there?
What do you mean?
Well, say there's a lot of synthesizer work on some material and some not. Do you yourself play synthesizer and things like that?
You better find out later.
Yeah, I'm just thinking more in terms of after the event starts, in terms of this interview.
I don't really understand what you mean.
Well, what I mean is, well, how interested are you in selling your records, especially in places like New Zealand?
I'm not very interested in selling them, because I'm not a very good salesman.
I don't mean selling them, but getting people to hear them.
It's very difficult to do something like that because I'm 14,500 miles away. I mean, you tend to be very insular anyway. So as far as getting people to listen to my records in New Zealand is concerned, it's very low down on my list of priorities. Unfortunate as it may seem. I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to do that. That's something I just can't cope with at the moment. Personally.
How much control do you have over the output in terms of distribution?
Total.
So the group could choose to have the music produced here if it wanted to.
Oh yeah, well it's not as if you want to, it's just that we're so busy doing other things that it's difficult to get round to something like that. That's just the way it goes. I mean, if you're going to do everything yourself, obviously there's going to be some things that aren't as looked after as other things.
Well, do you enjoy coming out to places like this?
Yeah.
For what? For you personally?
Well, yeah, in a way. And it's nice to bring, you know, to play your music to people who haven't heard it before, things like that. Makes life interesting, which is what it's all about.
Is that why you're in it?
Why I'm in it, to make life interesting, yeah. Because I enjoy it, and it makes life interesting. What else is there?
You.